Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Lauren with your 8am Deadlines. In local news, popular commercial and tourist fishing regions on the Fraser Coast are set to become green zones as part of a state government push to protect 22 threatened species. Green zones, in which fishing is prohibited, will increase in area by almost 9% in the Great Sandy Marine Park. The region covers 6,000 square kilometres from Double Island Point to just south of Bundaberg, and the zoning changes will come into effect next year. The government says it will fund a targeted compensation package for impacted businesses.
Australia's most advanced driverless car, Zoe Point 2, has completed its first trial on outback roads in Mount Isa this week. Zoe uses 6 laser sensors, radar sensors, cameras and a GPS to interpret surroundings, while artificial intelligence and various decision-making algorithms determine whether it's safe for the vehicle to move. Cars like Zoe may allow consumers to take solo road trips without having to touch the wheel, sleep while driving on highways and travel without a license. The Level 4 driverless car may become a reality for consumers within the next 10 years, with rural communities excited for its release as it could ease public transport woes and long travel times.
And in national news, renowned neurosurgeon Charlie Teo has been found guilty of unsatisfactory professional conduct after it was found the doctor decided to operate on 2 patients where, quote, the risks outweighed any potential benefits of surgery, end quote. Teo was accused of misleading patients, conducting dangerous surgeries, and failing to adequately inform patients or their families of the risks involved. The surgeon, who's known for operating on cases other practitioners have determined too risky, will now require written support from a New South Wales Medical Council approved neurosurgeon before performing certain procedures.
One of Australia's top medical insurers has dropped cover for private doctors who instigate hormone treatment in adolescents with gender dysphoria. MDA National will no longer insure private doctors from legal claims following their assessment of patients under 18 as suitable for gender transition treatments, such as cross-sex hormones and gender affirmation surgeries. The Australian Professional Association for Trans Health is concerned the decision will place even more pressure on public hospital waiting lists and affect trans youth living outside major cities who struggle to access these services.
And in international news, Australia will donate an extra 30 Bushmaster-protected mobility vehicles to Ukraine. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese pledged the defence vehicles during a meeting on Wednesday with President Volodymyr Zelensky at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Albanese pledged further military aid in Ukraine's fight against Russia, stating, quote, Australia will continue to stand with Ukraine for as long as necessary. Ukraine is seeking to join NATO, although admission to the alliance is unexpected to occur until the war is over.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.